But just to conclude with one ha'ara, so this last Gemara, which is going to segue into the beginning of tomorrow's daf, began with a story. Yitzchak Reish Gelusa Bar Achse de Rabibi have a ka'ozal mikurta v'las pam yevashachem. So Yitzchak, who was the Reish Gelusa, he was Rabibi's nephew. He was traveling from Kurtava to Aspamya, the Shachiv. Eloy Aleinu, he passed away. Shochu mehasam. So they sent the shayva. They sent the following telegram. Yitzchak Reish Gelusa bar Achsid Rabibi have a gazam in Kurtava Aspamya v'shachiv. And there was a big question. A question that was debated by Abaye and Rava no less. And that is, are we chayish that maybe there's another Yitzchak Reish Gelusa bar Achsid Rabibi? Or are we not chayish that there's another Yitzchak Reish Gelusa Barach Seder Rabibi? I saw in the Seda Adoiris, brings, it's really from the Sefer Ayuchsen, that this Yitzchak Reish Gelusa could not have been the Reish Gelusa. Meaning, we know that throughout history, the Yidden were ruled by two governing bodies. One in Eretz Yisrael, the Nasi, and one in Bavel, the Reish Gelusa. And the Reish Gelusa was a shteller, Rosh HaMemshala, he's the Nasi, he's the president. It was a real position. If Yitzchak Reish Gelusa was the Reish Gelusa, is it possible that there were two Yitzchak Reish Gelusas that were Barachse de Rabibi? Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Ador Yerachas, we heard of things like that. Two people whose name is Achavi Bar Nanoi, that can happen. But two Yitzchaks that are the Reish Gelusas that are Barachse de Rabibi, first of all, it doesn't make sense. And besides, they're not two Reish Gelusas, there's only one Reish Gelusa, and everyone knows who the Reish Gelusa is. So it can't be that this Yitzchak Reish Gelusa really was the Reish Gelusa. Then what is the Pshat? So the Sefer Yochsim quotes the Rosh in a Tshuva in Klal Chamishim, who said that obviously that was his name. His name was Yitzchak Reish Gelusa. It's a good name, but this was his name. His name was Reish Gelusa, and therefore they thought that maybe there's another person who also his name is Yitzchak Reish Gelusa, and it could be he's also Rabibi's nephew. Could be in the Mishpacha Rabibi. This is a name. And as a result, he has two nephews that have the same name. That's very possible. So Lav Dafka, the Yitzchak that we're aware of, his wife is Muteris El Shokin. That was the question. Do we have to do a little bit of a due diligence and investigate to find out if there is or there isn't? And that was a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. But to assume that he was literally the Reish Gelusa, that's already ain't a mistake. But anytime you see a Gemara like this, you know where to look. And that is in the Torah from Rav Reuven Margolis. So Rav Reuven Margolis, in a Sefer Netzoy Tzayar, on this Gemara, he has one line. He says as follows, Kol ha-mesuper mafli. This whole story is mafli. V'ayim ma-shekosav, ha-goyin Rabbi Yaakov Shor, b'movoy le-sefer o-itin, me Rabbi Yehuda Barzilai, a-bar-tzolona, ha-orehe. This is Bekis. I found the Sefer Ho-itin from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barzeli, a Barzeloni, with the Mavri that was written by Rabbi Yaakov Shor. And if you look there, there's a Dover Nifla Adlamoid. Just a little bit of a Hakdama. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barzilai was one of the Rishonim. It's actually interesting because some of the raid that we left on the table this week was a pilpul based on a very, very famous shita from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barzilai. Ez Hashem, we'll get back to it, but it's good to just mention it now. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barzilai says a chiddush that even though we know a katan can't really get married midairaisa, we spoke at a rabbite, a yobam that's bentez, is the yibam, a yibam deiraisa, is not a yibam deiraisa, machlekes Rashi and Tosfos tucked away in Kiddushin daf yotes samad aleph. But there is a shita sarishonim from the Rebar Barzilai, sometimes known as the Rebarzilai, Rebar Barzelai. But either way, from this one of the Rishonim who said that it is possible for a katan to get married deiraisa. If a father thinks that the best thing for his son is to get married, based on the principle of Zochin La'odam Shaloi Bafanov, the father could be Makabal Kedushin on behalf of his son, and his son is going to be married mid deiraisa. This Chuvis Arucha is from the Neidah Yehuda, and this Chiddush from the Rebar Barzelai. The Avni Meluim in Simen Aleph, the very first Avni Meluim, discusses in detail this Chiddush from the Rebar Barzelai. It's right that we left on the table this week. But nothing is a coincidence. And this comes from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Barzilai, a Barzeloni. So Rabbi Yaakov Shor, who was a 19th century Goyen, he wrote a Mavoy, a fascinating Mavoy. I was browsing through it a little bit. It's Lo Yehuman. A fascinating Mavoy about this Yid, Rabbein Yehuda Bar Barzilai. Now, he was called a Barzeloni. And the reason he was called a Barzeloni is because he came from Barzeloni. He came from Barcelona. He came from Spain. And the beginning, literally, Daf Beis Amud Aleph of this Mavoy, of this Sefer, is all about Sfarad. It's about Spain, and it's about the origin of Torah in Sfarad. He says something fascinating. He says that the Abar Benel, who of course was from the Megurshei Sfarad, he wrote in his Pirish Anach in Zechariah Perek Yud Beis, and it's also in Melachim Beis Perek Hafei, at length about the history of the Jews in Spain. And he traced back his own ancestry in Spain to Churban Bayis Rishon. So after Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan Tabochim destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, so the Pasuk says in Yecheskel that they took the Yidden and they dispersed them all over the world. And one of the places that they went to was in Sfarad, and Abarbanel said he was a Ben Acha, Ben Acha, Ben. He was able to trace himself back all the way going back to those days. Rabbi Yaakov Shor brings that this that Abarbanel said, Shteitshoin, in the Michtovim from Rabbeinu Avram Ben Arambam. Just read a little bit from Rabbi Avram Ben Arambam. He says, quote, Ki alpi mesoira atika, hoisa medina svara, that's Spain, mi yusheves mi bnei Yisrael, vi Yehuda oid mizman golus Yisrael b'churben bayis rishayim. Vi imoim golu l'sham shtei mishpachis mi mishpachis beis David. And when the these Megurshei Lisvarad went to Spain at the time of the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there were two very prominent families from the families of David HaMelech that went. Ha'achas, Hashem metuara b'shem mishpachas b'nei David, Shenes Yashva Be'ir, he says what city they settled in, Vashnia mishpachas b'nei Abarbanel, Shenes Yashva, and he says exactly where they settled. So these were families that came from David HaMelech, and that's where they ended up settling. He says, after Churban Bayis Sheni, there was another tremendous influx of Jews that migrated to Sfarad. He quotes from the Seder Olam Zuta, quote, Ba'as Pasionus, that's Vespasian, Titus, the ones that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, the Hichreves HaBayis, the Higwas Yisrael, Ubatim Harbe Mi Beis David Yehuda, Barchu La'aspamya, Shehi Sfarad. They ended up in Spamia, which is Sfarad. So I'm continuing to read from the Mav. And from that point forward, from the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then even more so after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, there would be a Jewish kehillah living in Spain. And he says, Kasheheyed Rabbeinu Shmuel HaLevi. Rabbi Shmuel HaLevi, Echelon HaRishonim spoke. So who is Rabbi Shmuel HaLevi? For who are Rabbi Shmuel HaNogid? The famous Rabbi Shmuel HaNogid, Baal Mavaya Talmud. He's the one that wrote to the Mavaya Talmud. And he writes extensively about the Jews that were living in Sfar. One of the things that he says, you ready? One of the things that he says that he read that Rav Hai Goyen was saying something about how the Jews in Sfarad, that they didn't behave properly, and that he heard that when they would be Mavis Sedra on Shabbos, they would do Shnayim Mikra, but they didn't do Targum. This is what he said, Kach Shamati, that the people in Sfarad, that Shnayim Mikra, I mean, so they do Shnayim Mikra and they didn't do Targum. So Rav Shmuel HaNogid said it can't be. He said it's not possible that that's the case. Keep a Svara, listen to this. Makum Ributz Torah Hoyevizman Bayesh Srishan. Because in Svara they were already learning Torah, Visa Darv Tzayim, with the Gansa Mesoira from Churban Bayesh Srishan, Mikol Shulayim Adachshav, Vehanochas at Targum, Derech Minusu. And for someone not to do Targum, I said it's not a big deal. Chas V'Shalom, it's Minus, it's not big courses. It's not something you're allowed to do. And they never had minus. They did not say Targum. And there was nothing from the Talmud that they didn't learn. Because they knew the entire Messiah of Teresh Bapeh. Here's the punchline. Mi Yitzchak Reish Gelusa Bar Achsei Dirabibi. And you know they knew it because there was a Yid. His name was Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achsei de Rabibi. He was Rabibi's nephew. The Shochet B'Svarat. He passed away in Spain. Ben Cordova, with Aspamio. Cordoba and Aspamio. These are two regions in Spain. Elekach Hoya Hadover. Shoyu Meskapsim B'chol Shapsois. V'koivim Medroshois L'ributz HaTayra. Ad Kemoy Shteishois. V'chulu V'chulu V'chulu. This is all Rab Shmuel HaNogid talking. So said Rab Yaakov Shor and his mother to this Sefer Eitan on the Rebar Barzeli of that famous Chiddush that a cotton get married with a rice like days Achim Shalom Shalom Befat. Vumas Shehizkir Mi Yitzchak Reish Galusa in Sofik. It's Poshet. Shen Eschaven Alzeh HaMuske B'Shas Yivam Esdav Tuf Tes Vavam Medeis. Omru Shom Yitzchak Reish Galusa Bar Achsei De Rabibi Hava Ka'ozal Mi Kurta V'Las Bamiyo V'Shochev Sholchu Mitom Yitzchak Reish Galusa V'chulu Ayin Shom Umi Divrei HaNogid. From the Nogin Moichiach, Yitzchak Zeh Hoyer Reish Galusa Shebebavel. He was a real Reish Galusa. Vubo Misham the Medina Svarad. He came to Spain. The Hevi Imoy Hamishnayis. The Gampil Pule Halochis. The Din and Shalchachme Bavel. The Kovalem Yeshivois. The Limeid. The Ribeit Shom Toiris Chachme Atalmud. You want to know who this Yitzchok was? He was a Reish Kalusa. Sheinemal was like a Reish Kalusa. He was a Yid that was sent to Svara, to Spain, because there had been Jewish Kehillahs living in Spain. Dabar ben El Zaydis. Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. The Megurshei Svara that we cry about on Tisha B'Av. These Yidden, there were Kehillahs there. But they didn't have access to what was going on in Bavel. They weren't hearing Shir from Abayev and Rav and from the great yeshivas. And from Yehuda Si and Eretz Yisrael. So what happened was, is they sent a shliach. There was an emissary that went. And this emissary had to be somebody that was going to be able to give over the whole Messiah. And his name was Yitzchak. That was his name. And he's the Yitzchak Reish Kalusa. He was Bar Achse de Rabibi. That's who this Yid was. He was a Reish. The Rosh said it must have been his name. He says, no, it wasn't just his name. And then he brings it from other Maramakonis as well. And he's Meirich. And he's Maflik in the greatness of this Yid Yitzchak. We talk about sometimes they have Gedolim, even in the Gemara, that we don't appreciate exactly who they are. It's because of Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Bram Achse de Rabibi, Bram Zohar Oysa Ishlatayv, Shilmalehu, who knows what would have been in Svarad. And some of the richest Tkufis in Jewish history came from Svarad. And this was a Yid who took it upon his plates and he passed away doing it. He was nifta mikurta v'laspamya. This was something that he did. So there's a footnote here on the bottom of this shtickel. And that's the footnote that Rabbi Reuven Margolis was sending us to. Number one, of course, just get the picture and the context and the color of who exactly it is we're talking about. But in the footnote he says that the emesis, this whole Gemara is mafli. It's a pella. I don't understand. There was a Havamina, there were two Yitzchak, Reish Geluses, Bar Achse de Rabibi. So he said, the Lule de Mistafino, this Yitzchak, Reish Gelusa, wasn't the Reish Gelusa in Bavel. It's not Mistaper, because there couldn't have been such a Suffolk. But when he came to Spain and he taught them Kalatei Rekula, they made him the Reish Gelusa in Spain. And that already he was. So he became a Reshiva, became a Reish Gelusa in Spain. He wasn't the Reish Gelusa. But he was a Reish Kalusa. Now, when they got the letter, they were pretty sure they knew who it was. But they weren't 100% sure. Because maybe there was another nephew of Rabibi that was also in Spain, and maybe he was also a Reish Kalusa in Spain. If he was the Reish Kalusa in Bavel, checkmate, then there's no conversation. But Muchach, it wasn't. And therefore, it was Shaykh to have a Gemara. Ad kedei kach that Abaye said a chiddush nifla chayshina, Rav said, nah, you're going to be chayish for that. But if it was one Yitzchak Reish Kalusa, then obviously there couldn't have even been a Shitas Abaya of Chayshinon. The Teretz says he wasn't the Reish Kalusa in Bavel. As Gevein a Reish Kalusa. A Reish Kalusa in Svarad, and rightfully so because of the contribution that he made to Svarad. But Al-Koponim, there was Mokim to hear another Tzad. Obir Chshash Rokil, which is the spirit of the whole daf today. Being Chayish for this Chshash Rokil, but again, Divrei Pi Chochim Chayim. This is not Rav Reuven Margolis in his own shtickel Torah, but Rav Reuven Margolis must have felt that this wasn't a chida, that he had to be poiser by himself, because this was already cracked by Rabbi Yaakov Shor, Sefsois of David Weiss Bekever, in his movi that he wrote on the Sefer O'itin that was written by Rabbeinu Yehuda Bar Barzilai of Barcelona.